it's fascinating because they followed American coverage closely. And now, with their new emphasis on the so-called wolf warrior diplomacy, which there's nothing wrong about wolf warrior diplomacy from the Chinese point of view, because essentially this means that instead of being always passive and being hurled all sorts of accusations and demonizations from the American side for years, they start to respond. And it's a joy. It's an absolute joy to follow their responses nowadays, especially via the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And there are two spokespersons which are wonderful, especially Hua Xuning, the woman. She's becoming the Chinese Maria Zakharova, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she replies forcefully on the same day whenever there's some stupidity coming out from Washington, especially, you know. And the wolf warriors, which are Chinese diplomats, now they are on counterpunch mode 24/7, which is something that did not happen, and I would say until a year ago or so.
Well, I would describe it as balls out.
Balls, exactly. It is balls out, Peter. And they learned from who? The Russians.